Chapter 12, Strength in Numbers, Hands Raised Up. Exodus 17, 8-16, New International Version. The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of our men and go to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands." So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning, but whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the name of Amalek from under heaven." Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." He said, "Because hands were lifted up against the throne of the Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation." In Exodus 17, 8-15, the story of Moses, Joshua, Aaron, and Hur is told. The story is a beautiful example of the necessity of praising God with our hands raised up, both literally and figuratively, and the importance of a community around us. In this passage, the Israelites are being invaded by the Amalekites. Moses knows that if nothing is done, the battle would be a complete massacre. The Israelites were not prepared for battle, and if this happened, hundreds of thousands of his people would be killed. Moses knew it would be an unfair battle. However, he had three people that were his community in this: Aaron, Hur, and Joshua. They were all in their 80s and not sure what to do at this point with the impending battle. Moses instructs Joshua to go and round up as many men as he can get. So Joshua goes and grabs some men. At that time, Moses goes up on a hill with Aaron and Hur. The men did not do anything specific to help in battle other than pray and hold their hands up high to the Lord. This reminds me of something my son would do when he was around 2 or 3. My son Kyle would lift his hands up over his head and turn to me, asking me to pick him up and hold him. This is such a natural tendency for children to do when they need comfort in their caregiver, and it's no different with God. Moses made the decision to do the only thing he could do, which was lift his arms up high to God. He did what believers should do in a situation where we don't know what else to do. I imagine Moses thinking, "I need supernatural help. I don't know what to do. I've got this huge army facing me, and I need you, God." In Exodus 17:11, New International Version, it says, "As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning, but whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning." Moses raising his hands up to the Lord was the only thing keeping the Israelites alive and winning the battle. There is something in every person's life where they feel so overwhelmed and so exhausted that they don't know what to do. There are daily battles that each one of us face, and these battles are different for each one of us. A lot of times when we really need God's guidance, that's when we instead start turning to other things such as food, drugs, alcohol, or shopping. Everyone has a vice that is easy to turn to when we don't know what else to do. We run to these things, such as an activity or food, because we are so sad and depressed that we lack the energy to make better choices. Let's look back at the significance of the hands raised above Moses' head. I wonder how long it took him, Aaron, and Hur to realize that his hands being in the air affected the outcome of the battle. They might have realized that the reason he put his hands down was because he was tired. However, the Bible doesn't say how long it took them to realize that when his hands were up, they were winning, and when they were down, they were not. There is a big connection between us and our troubles based on the times when our hands are up in the air and the times when they are brought down. When they are raised up to the Lord, that is when we are winning our personal battle. However, as soon as we get tired and we bring them down, we may begin to lose. This is exactly what was happening with Moses during the battle. In this case, it was a one-to-one correspondence between the location of his hands and the outcome of the battle. I really want the imagery of what this means to stick with you as you read the story. We want to be thinking about it over and over. We want to be thinking about it over and over again. I want us to fully think and understand how when our arms are in the air, raised up to God, God is with us. One of the things that would be helpful to do as a real-life example is to have two people sit on the couch next to you and sing a worship song. Put your hands in the air and sing this worship song while keeping your arms in the air for as long as you can. With your friends sitting next to you, see how long you can do this. When you start getting tired and you just can't keep your arms lifted, sing another song. During this song, have your friends next to you try and help you hold them up. There have been times in my life where my arms have been raised when I've gone through a really hard time. However, there were other times when I got defeated and brought my hands down. This is why it's so important to have people right next to you being your Aaron and your her. Who are those people in your life? Ask yourself if you have people in your life that when your arms start moving down, you know that they are there to help you keep them up. If you don't, you need to pray and ask God to bring these people into your life, to hold your hands up when you can no longer do it by yourself anymore. This needs to be a conversation between you and God. Think about some times in your life when you have actually lifted your hands up and felt like you were winning a battle. Now think about other times when your arms were low and things were hard, and you felt like you were losing the battle you were facing. In your mind, you have to be conscious about where the locations of your hands are, especially during the tough times. If raised hands can help you win the battle, why do we ever lower them? When Moses' hands were tired, which is a normal thing, remember that he was 80. He had Aaron and Hur next to him to give him encouragement and prayer and help him to keep his arms raised. There are times in all our lives where we might get discouraged and find ourselves defeated and without prayer. Maybe these feelings happen because you feel like you've prayed about the same thing over and over again. Maybe you got to the point where you feel like Paul and feel like you have a thorn in your side that is just not going to go away. For me, there were a couple of times I can think about where I feel like I have lowered my hands. One of these times that comes to mind is in regards to my hunt for a perfect location for a corporate office. My dream would be to find a building that a church could use on the weekend to hold their services. For whatever reason, I have not been able to buy a property even though I have been saving money and constantly looking and praying. For some reason, nothing has opened up yet. It is easy to get discouraged when you have prayed and prayed about something and finally realize that maybe it isn't what God wants. People will ask me if I've prayed about this scenario, and it would be easy to get nasty since it is something that I have obviously done. The ugly truth is that sometimes your hands get tired and sometimes your faith dies. Sometimes the hope you have has gotten bashed so many times that just when you think something is going to happen and it doesn't, your hope continues to get deflated. The same thing may happen when it comes to your eating. Maybe you've lost weight and think things are going really well, and then it turns around and goes the opposite direction. You are not the only person that has a certain area in their life that you feel like you've been praying about over and over again, so try not to feel alone. We all have our battles with this. One other area that I noticed this in my life is regarding my grandmother. I have prayed and prayed over and over again for her to give her life to Christ. For years, there has been no answer. Sometimes there are just mysteries of unanswered prayers in our lives. We have to continue to look at what happens when our hands get tired. One thing Moses did in this story was put a stone underneath him to sit on. Then Aaron and Hur, his brother and brother-in-law, came and they held his hands and remained with him, praying until sunset. Because of this, Joshua overcame the Amalekite army. After winning the battle, Joshua came to tell Moses that they were in this with him all along and that he was not alone. Aaron and Hur had promised to stay with Moses and keep his arms up for however long it took. These are what I call arm lifters. When you have a really big prayer request, you need some arm lifters on your side. During the times when your faith tank may be dried out, you need others to pour some of their faith into your tank. We all have times where we feel our tank emptying, and it's important to put our trust into others and God to help us fill it back up. When you feel them pouring some of their faith into your tank, it makes such a big difference. These are the times when you need to cry out and thank God that you have these people in your life that can encourage you and pray with and over you. If you do not feel this way, you need to ask God to bring you and Aaron into her. This has become one of my favorite stories in the Bible that I can directly apply to my life. The image of the arm lifters is one that stays with me. Ask yourself if this is happening in your life, and if you have these types of people you can rely on. These things didn't happen without being in community or Bible study. On the opposite end, there also might be a Moses in your life that you could be a blessing for to help lift their arms up. Sometimes you are Moses's, and sometimes you're Aaron and Hur. It's so important to pray and to see who God directs you to that might need to help. It's so important to pray and see who God directs you to that might need the help from you. There might be some people that are struggling in their health, marriage, or family, amongst other things, but you don't learn these things if you are not in a small and honest community. When I think about this story, that Aaron and Hur held up Moses' arms until sunset, I couldn't help but think how long of a time that had to have been. These three older men putting time on the back burner to encourage and support their friend and brother while trusting and praising God. They stayed that way for hours and hours and hours. This makes me think about the times where I feel like I just don't have time for even a 5-minute prayer. It is so important to put aside the time to raise our hands to the Lord and spend time in prayer with Him. After the battle, the Lord instructed Moses to write what had happened so that it would always be remembered. This is God telling Moses that this analogy of the raised hands and the story in its entirety is something that should be remembered. He wants to make sure that Moses and everyone else remembers what has been done. It is so important for us to remember this in our daily life as well. Are we constantly reminding ourselves about the positions of our hands? Let's make this a priority and keep our hands raised up to the Lord.